Susan Scheneker will now give us some tips on the combat technique of staying focused on offering sacrifices during the day.
I have been very impressed with the 33 Days to Morning Glory. I had not done that before, but I really thought it was good. Yesterday was probably my favorite, day 12. It had the capital W plus the small W equals the capital S, and that large W is for God's will, and the small W is our will, and S is for sanctity, and when I think of sanctity, sacrifice just kind of goes into that. So if you haven't read day 12, I suggest you do that or reread it maybe if you've already read it. What are sacrifices? Attending Mass more frequently would be a sacrifice. Our sacrifice would be for the sacrifice. One thing that has helped motivate me to attend Mass more often is my favorite prayer book. And you're probably thinking that's one of the ugliest prayer books you've ever seen, 50 cents, spiral. But what got me onto it was I began trying to go to Mass more often several years ago. And as the mother of eight, I always try to be fair. So I have, you know, my first daughter, Teresa, and then Catherine, and then Anthony. And then I'd get distracted and maybe miss the Masses or somebody's birthday or funeral. And I'd have to stop and think, okay, was Anthony next or did I already do Anthony? And I thought, I'm going to start writing them down just to stay more organized. But it really helps me because I can look back through there and just see what sacrifices I have made for those that I love, and for intentions that are important to me. And in the back, Father always encourages the plenary indulgences. So I started keeping track of those again to try to stay more organized in my mind. But when I imagine this book and all the books that you have, whether you write things down or whether your books are unwritten, the power that that has to combat evil and to give us graces and blessings, it's just extremely valuable. The next thing I think about sacrifices is, of course, the greatest sacrifice, Jesus on the cross, the ultimate sacrifice. But then you think about people that lay down their lives for other people. St. Maximilian Kolbe, he gave his life for that prisoner of war that so that he could live and go home to his family. And the seminarian Brian Burkamp, he gave up his life in that river for his friend. Father Capon in the prison camp in North Korea, he laid down his life for all those fellow prisoners. And then you think about the next level maybe of sacrifices. You've got major illnesses and great pains and disasters that happen. And then you have everyday sacrifices. You've got the headache that you have. You've got when things just don't go right, or the person that cuts you off in traffic, you know, all those things that can happen throughout the day. But do sacrifices have to be crosses and pain? Isn't a sacrifice an offering to God? Can't we offer him all the good stuff that happens too? And St. Teresa's The Little Way was an offering of everything, even those little tiny things that happened in her life, but she offered them with great love. And that's what we can do all day long. And one method that can encourage you in making sacrifices are these sacrifice beads. We've got them back there, but you can get them other places too. It also can be a one-decade rosary. It's just a way to keep track during the day. You know, you make a sacrifice, you pull it, and you just, it's a reminder is what it is. If the ones that we make have the La Salette crucifix on it, which you can't see that from here, but on one of the arms it has a hammer, and on the other arm it has a pliers. And the hammer teaches that God suffers when we sin, driving in those nails. And the pliers of our repentance and good deeds take away his pain and gives him joy. And I like this with children because it's an easy way to help them kind of understand the good and the bad that they might do throughout the day. But you don't have to do fancy things like this. You can, you know, if you have a desk at work, you can put two little boxes and have 10 paper clips and just kind of slip them around. And you could even be a teacher in a public school and nobody could get after you for that. If you're at home, you could have two bowls on your cabinet and do pennies or beans or whatever you want to do. And if you don't like stuff laying around, you always have 10 fingers. You can do things all day long. And there's nothing magic about the number 10. You know, when it doubles as a one-decade rosary, of course, it makes sense to have 10, but, you know, it's not the number. It's lifting your mind to God. So whether little, big, good, or bad, whatever comes our way can be a sacrifice to God, with the focus being on lifting our minds and hearts to God throughout the day,
which is probably what he really wants from us.